Occasionally, I pick up a book to read. Reading isn't my favorite pastime, but I try to read a few books a year. Of course, I read a lot to prepare for my sermons. I also read through the Bible every year, but reading for enjoyment is not something I do a ton of. This week, I stumbled on a book, and I remembered that that's a book that the local high school was reading in their English classes. So I found this copy of the book, and I decided to read it. The book is The Five People You Meet in Heaven. This is a nice little book of fiction about a man whose life ends and what he finds on the other side. Of course, it's fiction and not factual, but it was an enjoyable read. In the book, the husband meets his deceased wife, and she makes a statement about the love they shared. She makes this statement, "Life has to end, but love doesn't." You know, that's a nice sentiment. It caused me to think about the reality of eternal love. There's only one source of eternal love, and that is the love of God. So today, let's think about that eternal love. Jeremiah mentions this love of God in Jeremiah 31:3, where he says, "The Lord appeared of me of old, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee." So, Jeremiah understands that God has this everlasting love for him. It's a love which never reaches a vanishing point. It is a love that lasts for eternity. Jeremiah states that the reason that God has called him is because of that everlasting love. Jeremiah was confident that God loved him then. He loves Jeremiah now and would always love him. This is an accurate understanding of the love of God. Love doesn't have to end, and the love that God has for us won't end. We find in the New Testament that Paul is describing love or charity to the Corinthians. He simply says this in 1 Corinthians 13:8, "Charity never faileth. Love doesn't end." Now, this kind of love is difficult for us to comprehend. It's a love which is contrary to our common understanding. We often think of love as being circumstantial. We think of love as ending. We hear of falling in and out of love. But that is not the love of God. The love of God is everlasting. It never fails. So today, as we begin our week, let's remember the love which God has for us. It is everlasting. It never fails. Let's enjoy the love which we know the Father has bestowed upon us. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the sons of God." He has loved us so much that he has called us his sons. And that love never fails. It's an everlasting love. And if you believe in Jesus, you know that you're a recipient of that kind of love. So be encouraged that God loves you with an everlasting love. Heavenly Father, as we begin our week, help us to be encouraged with this understanding of your love. Help us to be filled with, encouraged by, and share this love with others. May we shine the light of your love upon others for your glory. We know it's all because of Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, hope this starts us off to a good week. I hope you have a good week. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark, signing off.